Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up at 1 o'clock, Mike Sando from The Athletic will get his thoughts. He covers the NFL. Get his thoughts on the upcoming NFL draft, the whole Kirk Cousins thing. We had D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution on earlier, and he basically told us it's probably not going to happen. Like, it doesn't seem to be a clear, concise path to Kirk Cousins becoming a Cleveland Brown from a money standpoint, salary cap standpoint, and all that, even if the Falcons would be willing to trade him, which that's kind of like the latest piece of this saga. Kirk wants out. He's still salty that they drafted Michael Penix and didn't tell him that they were going to draft him. And he would like a change of scenery. But, you know, the question would be, would he even want to come to Cleveland, considering the Browns are going to draft one or two quarterbacks here in the upcoming draft? The question is, where will the Browns draft those quarterbacks? Will it be at number two? Will they wait until the second round or the third round or the fourth round? So, but I maintain, I don't know that Kirk Cousins moves the needle here. I guess the over-under, Dan, you were telling me earlier, it has moved north. It has moved from 4.5 to 5.5, and now I want no part of that action. I was good at 4.5. I would have taken the over, but now that it's at 5.5.
Feels a little tougher.
That is... That's just mean by the folks in the desert. That's just mean. They should have left it at 4.5 for me.
So the one thing that keeps kind of coming up in all of this draft prep and all that as well, the name Tyler Shuck is now starting to get thrown around a little bit more than it was in the past.
You know what I'm hoping?
Yes.
The only reason I hope the Browns draft him so I can have the headline, "Oh, Shucks."
That's pretty good. That's a writer right there. That's a writer. That's a writer. But that name keeps coming up because I've heard it a couple different places of people who are evaluating these quarterbacks and are saying that guy fits what Kevin Stefanski wants to do.
That's great. He's been in college for 7 years.
Blutarski was a senator. He ended up as a senator.
You know who else spends 7 years in college?
Dan Menigan.
Doctors and lawyers.
Look who got me.
I shouted Van Wilder from back here. Daryl had a much more
Van
serious
Wilder.
Explanation than I did.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't hear you through the glass.
I know. I shouted it without putting my mic on because I wasn't intending to go on air with it because I thought that's what you were going to say.
No, so that's the line from Tommy Boy. David Spade. Yeah, you know, because Tommy needed 7 years to go through college.
Mm-hmm.
That was Tommy's response. Yeah, you know who else goes to college for seven years? They're called doctors.
Doctors.
Great movie. Still holds up to this very day.
And just had an anniversary. Had a big anniversory. 30,
I think 30th anniversary from
memory. Yeah, 30th
correct?
Anniversary.
With Val Kilmer passing away. So I had the Cavs game last night. So in the afternoon, I watched Val as Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the Batman Forever.
It was Batman Forever, yes.
If I remember correctly.
Batman Forever, because Batman and Robin was the Clooney one.
Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones.
Yep, yep.
Joker and Two-Face. Watched that, and then I watched Top Gun.
Nice. Iceman. And, that's such a bummer.
Yeah. He was one of my favorite. He was outstanding in Heat.
He is outstanding in Heat. And he is outstanding.
Phenomenal in Heat.
And he is outstanding in Tombstone, too.
Yeah.
He is outstanding as Doc Holliday.
So that's what I did yesterday. That was my
that's a good day.
That was my Cavs pregame preparation.
It's a good day.
That's how I got ready for Cavs and Knicks. I watched some Val Kilmer movies.
That's going to be this weekend for me.
Well, when Gene Hackman passed away, I fired up Crimson Tide.
God, that's
Hoosiers,
a good movie too.
Enemy of the State.
That's a really
good
movie.
He was fantastic in that. He did so many good movies. Yeah, yeah. And that's kind of like my new bit now. When big name actors pass away, I fire up some of their
The Firm. He's great in The Firm with Tom Cruise.
Amazing.
And Wilford Brimley.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. The diabetes guy.
As he became known later on.
Well, back in the day a great actor. When I worked late nights and overnights, all the late night commercials were Wilford Brimley doing the diabetes commercials.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I just...
About the horse.
Like
him on a horse.
Break,
and the all thing, sorts of goofiness.
Well, and the commercials were like on repeat, too. Like, it wasn't like he was in every commercial break. No, it was every commercial in the break. Like, that particular commercial was on repeat over and over and over again. In between, I think it was the Matlock reruns. Like, that's what they did overnights. They played Matlock reruns.
How did we get on to Wilford Brimley?
I don't know. I told you. We're taking a few detours today.
What is happening here?
Taking a few detours here. Listen, I only have so much to say about should the Browns take Shedeur Sanders at number two? The answer you're looking for there is no. Should the Browns take Travis Hunter at number two? The answer you're looking for is absolutely yes.
Should they take Abdul Carter at two?
I have some concerns.
Okay.
I have some concerns about the medicals.
Okay.
Because I did not spend 7 years in college.
Hurtful, as I'm standing right here.
And I'm not a doctor. So I do have some concerns, and I realize what Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski said at the owners' meetings about there's no concerns about the medicals. Well, that's great. You have no concerns, at least publicly. I have concerns publicly about the medicals. Because my worst nightmare is the Browns take Abdul Carter at two, and then we get to the offseason program, and the Cleveland Browns announce that he has surgery to repair the stress, whatever is going on in his feet.
When you start getting that whole thing of, oh, we're taking him as a redshirt year. This is a redshirt year. Right. And you're like, oh.
I'm not interested in redshirt years.
And especially
with the number two pick in the draft.
And especially foot injuries.
And considering the current state of the quarterback room and all that kind of stuff, right? That it, you know, it's rather lonely right now. Kenny Pickett's rather lonely. It's him and nobody else. Like, if they do draft Shedeur Sanders, I say play him week one. If that's what they do, play him week one.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
See, I'm not there.
Why?
Any quarterback I take,
I'm... Jaden Daniels turned around the Washington Commanders, played as a rookie.
He was a higher ceiling prospect at that point.
He's one of the best... If you're taking it two, you're a higher ceiling prospect in my mind.
But that's... But every draft is different, man. Live life going, okay, well, he's at two. Clearly, he's outstanding. It's like, well, wait a minute. No. Because if that's the case, then the first quarterback taken was Kenny Pickett, and we should all be, like, worshiping it. Like, we should be doing that.
Kenny Pickett was not...
No, he was, like, 15.
Yeah,
he was, like, 15
he's
or 16.
He's a mid-round, first-round pick.
Right. But still, we're saying the first quarterback taken in this draft that should be taken that high.
Cam Ward's going to go one. He shouldn't, but he's going to. The Titans are going to take him. It is what it is. Clearly, the Browns don't feel that Cam Ward is worthy of that, or else they would go up and go get him.
Right.
And Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski basically said at the owners' meetings, yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, we're not going to trade up and go get him.
So that tells you all you need to know about their evaluation, because quarterback, desperate team, not willing to go to number one to get the best quarterback in this draft class, tells you all you need to know about this quarterback draft class.
Including the fact that they have done nothing this offseason that reeks of any level of desperation.
Right.
They have been so methodical.
Yeah. You know what? I have no problem with how the Browns have handled the quarterback room this offseason. Kenny Pickett is an improvement from Dorian Thompson-Robinson. That's an upgrade. Okay? Yeah. Well, Deshaun Watson's not available, and the rest of the quarterback room being empty, in my mind, right now, it's an upgrade.
If he plays this year, something has gone horrendously wrong.
Who?
Deshaun Watson.
Well, no. If he plays this year, a miracle has happened.
That too.
I have no expectation.
I have none either.
He blew out the Achilles twice in 3 months.
Correct.
Okay?
That's a year-long recovery from an injury.
Yeah. And no matter how many pictures he posts of himself in Berea, wearing the same thing that he wore when he did his original hype video, including photos of him laying on a massage table, which I think is as tone deaf as you possibly can get, he's not available this year. And even if he was available this year, I don't know what you get out of him.
Correct.
So it's move on.
Yep.
On to the next. Spin the quarterback wheel again and see. Let's find out what pops up. But right now, it would appear, because I am projecting, they will have four quarterbacks. Okay? Pickett, draft two guys, and then your undrafted rookie free agent. I am assuming the Kirk Cousins trade does not happen, based on what D. Orlando Ledbetter told us in the 11 o'clock hour. It doesn't seem like it's feasible to happen, just from an economic standpoint, salary cap manipulation standpoint, whatever, right?
Right.
Stars just don't seem to be aligning there, and you can't just rip up the contract, sign him for $1.2 million or whatever, and that's just going to be that. The NFLPA will lose their mind if Kirk Cousins leaves that kind of cash on the table, especially after signing a contract to be paid that.
Right.
So it doesn't seem feasible. So we can wish upon a star all you want. Right now, it felt like the train was on rolling down the track again for Kirk Cousins coming to the Browns. But right now, I don't know if that's going to happen now.
It's seeming like that's taking a different path at this point.
I think we've hit the emergency brake on that.
I have always been of the thought process that I like my quarterbacks to sit. Now, that might be growing up a Green Bay Packers fan, and that's just what we do. And maybe it's just I don't know any better, and this has seemed to work, so that's why I'm following.
Well, the reason why your quarterbacks have sit, let's be fair, is, you had Brett Favre.
That is correct.
Okay? So you weren't replacing him right away. Then you went to Aaron Rodgers, and you had Aaron Rodgers, and you weren't replacing him right away. So, you're right. It's easy to sit a quarterback when you have a future Hall of Famer that's on the field.
We've laid that out. I think there is something to how the Chiefs handled Patrick Mahomes. And okay. I think there is something to how teams that have sat these quarterbacks for a little bit of time to let them learn, to let them process, to let them see how fast the league is, to let them understand that these offenses, while yes, similar to what you're running in college, are a little bit more elaborate than what you're running in college, and those windows are a lot tighter than what you had in college as well. I think that is beneficial to more guys succeeding in the league and succeeding in the future better. So that's why if you took Shadura too, I would come in here and go, okay, I'm fine with it. I'll get over it. It's not the move I'd make, but I'm in. Please sit him.
Yeah, I'm. If you're taking him at two, you got to play him. And the reason you got to play him is because you have Kenny Pickett and nobody else. You have to play him. You have to. And this is, again, one of many problems the Browns seem to always run into. They have gone into seasons with the plan of redshirting a quarterback. And then four guys get hurt, and you got to put them on the field. I give you Cody Kessler. That guy was a third-round pick. He wasn't supposed to ever see the field.
He told you that on NFL Network.
He was starting by week five. So that is the complication that the Browns have always really had to deal with. Mike Sando from The Athletic. covers the NFL. We're going to get some thoughts from him, not only on the whole Kirk Cousins thing, but we're going to talk to him about what the Browns should do with the second pick in the draft. Should it be Shajur? Should it be Travis Hunter? Should it be Abdul Carter? Should they trade down? We're going to cover all the scenarios with you.
He also has a piece out thinking that the Browns may be reprising what they've done in the past.
Dan Madigan, Daryl Ryder, we're with you till 2 in for Baskin and Phelps.